Welcome to the Charger Online podcast, brought to you by Huffman Certified Organics in Huntertown, the only USDA certified organic poultry farm in Indiana. I'm your host, Nori Bonder, here with
Saraya Sunshine.
How's it going, Sunny?
Oh, it's going pretty good. I had to wake up early to be here, though, so I'm cramping my style a little bit, not gonna lie.
Oh, my apologies.
Yeah, and I might be a little out of breath because there are way too many stairs in this place.
Way too many stairs. I'm actually kind of afraid of the grand staircase.
You are?
Okay, so I went and I fell one time walking out of the school down the grand staircase, and ever since then, kind of scary.
Oh, honey, we've all fallen down that staircase.
Are we sure?
Oh, I know I have, definitely. For those of you that might not know me, I graduated Carroll High School in 2020. So, the year of all magical things. that was a fun experience. And I'm glad it's over now, you know?
Well, I'm glad it's over too. Well, it's not completely over. But I don't think it'll ever be completely over.
No. It was just a really challenging transition, I think.
It was a terrible transition, not a challenging one.
Yeah.
She is also my sister.
I am your sister. I'm your much cooler, older sister, or a version of you. I'm also a little taller as well.
Mr. Bentley, that's the first thing he said when he saw Saraya come in.
He's like, wow, you're taller.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like when people only know you, since you are a little shorter in your stature, they always assume that everybody else in your family shares that quality.
Yeah.
So, Nori, what have you been up to? Have you read any good books or anything recently?
Well, I'm actually in the middle of reading two books and a play.
Oh, nice.
So, the play I'm reading is called Almost Maine. It is so adorable.
Really?
It's so adorable.
I'm going to need to read it because I love reading plays because they're so fast. You can get through, like, one in, like, half a day. Depending on how long it is.
Yeah. It's a chunky play.
Yeah.
It's a chunky play.
So what is it? Is it, like, romance, comedy?
Bit of both.
Nice.
Because, so, in the play right now, it's, like, the 9 minutes of night in a place called Almost Maine, where it's very North Maine. It's amazing. And I'm also reading The Great Gatsby for American Lit.
Nori, you told me, you were going to tell me when you started reading so we could read it together. I love The Great Gatsby so much. Like, it's so good. I'm one of those weird people that like classic literature, and I read it, like, my junior year? It was junior year. That we read it in American Lit, and everybody hated it, but I was in love with it. Oh my gosh, Nori. You talk about how much I hate American literature, but I don't understand why. It's so good.
Okay, so here's the thing. I love learning about, like, all the history about behind what we're reading, but I don't like what we're reading.
Oh my gosh, Nora, you exasperate me. Like, it's so good. It's like, words can't even describe it. And then we also get to talk about, like, in that class as well, like, a lot of poetry. I love poetry. It's so good.
Love poetry. I love reading poetry. I suck at writing poetry so much.
Really?
I suck at poetry. I'm not a creative person.
Oh, I have a story that's going to expose Nori just a little bit. So, I was a little dorky as a kid. I was, like, head of the poetry club in my middle school. So, that should show you how I am as a person. But my sister went through my poetry journal and took notes on what she thought about all my poems. And then she got angry at one of them because she thought one of them was about her. Because she's a little narcissistic, don't you think, Nori? Wow. A little self-absorbed. Yeah. So whenever I think about Nori and poetry, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. It's how she went through and corrected and edited my poems for me.
Okay, can I say something real quick?
Yes.
The story behind that is, I don't even remember doing that.
You don't?
I don't remember doing that. I really don't.
Oh, I still have the journal. You could look at it. to illustrate an image on what it looks like for you, it has a pink background and a beautiful daisy on it.
I know the folder you're talking about, but I don't remember going through and being like...
Editing it all?
I don't remember that. I don't.
Oh, I remember it. Trust me. Yeah. And if anybody out there loves, like, classic literature a lot, like, I haven't ever read, but I have watched, Pride and Prejudice. There's a 2005 version, which I feel like everybody should see at least once. It has Shirley Langley in it. And then there's a second one that was made by the BBC several years ago, and has, like, Colin Firth, isn't it? It's so good. And it's, like, hours long. It's, like, 5 hours, I'm
hours.
Pretty sure.
Hours!
And my mother has read Pride and Prejudice several times, and she's like, it's word for word what's in the book. She loves it.
Oh,
and
God.
So do I. My cousin Alexis also loves that as well.
No.
Shout out to her. But it is so good. I also read Romeo and Juliet one too many times, I think.
Romeo and Juliet's good, though.
I just like how edgy and dramatic they are. Like, it's so ridiculous.
It is, but it's great. But let's get back to Pride and Prejudice. I have watched the movies with my mother for so, so, so long. And I'm just like, it's one of those things that I blocked out of my memory because I don't like it that much.
Like, if I were to ask you to tell me the story of Pride and Prejudice right now, I don't think you could tell me anything.
I couldn't tell you anything.
I don't think you can name off more than 4 characters.
I couldn't name off more than 2.
Really? You could name off the main 2, okay?
That's the main 2 I'm talking about.
Mr. Darcy? Oh my gosh. I should probably read Pride and Prejudice, but that's another topic for another day. But if you love classic literature like I do, you need to go to the Spark Notes Instagram page. They have so many, like, hilarious memes. They, like, if I see one, I just start cracking up. And I only know my cousin and my dad that likes classic literature. And they think they're hilarious, too. They talk about Pride and Prejudice, Great Gatsby, Frankenstein. Like basically name a classic they talk about on their page. So definitely recommend following them. All right. What's your other book that you're reading?
Okay, so right now I'm rereading Magnus Chase.
Oh my gosh. I love that series so much. For those of you that don't know, the series she's referring to is Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard. It's written by Rick Riordan. What book are you on? It's like a...
I'm on the second one, Hammer of Thor.
Yeah.
And I'm close to the end.
Yeah, so it's a trilogy, so there's 3 books. He is the author that wrote Percy Jackson, along with the follow-up books for that. So it's like The Heroes of Olympus, Trials of Apollo, as well as 2 spin-offs. One of them was Magnus Chase, and the other one was...
Kane Chronicles.
The Kane Chronicles. So Percy Jackson is based off of, like, Greek mythology and a little bit of Roman stuff, because, you know, that's a little fun, fresh, a little funky Roman stuff, you know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yep.
And Kane Chronicles were based off of Egyptian mythology as well, which Egyptian mythology just laps. Like, they have cats. Like, what?
Cats.
And
cats.
I love Norse mythology a little too much. I think it's because I just really love Vikings, and I saw How to Train Your Dragon maybe one too many times as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this movie came out at, like, the perfect age for me. Like, so I convinced everybody I knew to take me to the $3 theater to see it. Like, I saw it on the big screen probably at least 5 times.
Could it also be your fascination with Vikings? Your red hair, for example.
Yes, I do. I have auburn red hair. And I like to claim myself as a Viking because that seems very exciting and very fun and fresh. And I want to train a dragon. But, I mean, that's kind of a universal feeling, I think, you know?
Everybody wants to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Like, get a person a dragon, and who wouldn't? Like, you know Daenerys, mother of dragons? Like... I want some baby dragons with me, you know? Like,
just chilling.
Yeah. I just want to have a little dragon.
Just chilling.
Exactly.
I don't think a little dragon would like me. I don't think any dragon would like me.
Most animals don't like you, Lonnie.
That's why I say that.
Oh my gosh. For those of you that know my dearest sister, animals really don't like her. I don't know why. They just don't. Like, I think the only, like, animal that really liked her was our dog. And she loved everybody. Our current dog, he is a little labradoodle something mix. He has very long legs, and he is, like, fairly tall for, like, a small dog.
He's very tall.
Yeah, but he's, like, 25 pounds, so, come on, you can throw him around if you want. Like, we don't throw around our dog, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We adopted him from the animal shelter. He came from a not-so-great background, you know?
Yeah.
He was a little, it was a little shady, not gonna lie. Like, the kids were removed from the house, the dog was obviously removed. So, it was a pretty bad situation. So, he kind of has a little bit of trauma. You know, just a little bit, but that's what makes things spicy, you know? Just a little, you know?
Just a little trauma.
So he sometimes, like, he doesn't like other dogs that could be too big or intimidating to him. It's, like, just a bunch of things like that. He just has a bunch of little fears.
And I am one of those fears.
Well, I just... So he'll come up, and me and Nori will be, like, sitting on the couch together or, like, you know, just doing things. And then he'll, like, come up and sit on my lap, look Nori dead in the eyes, and start growling at her for no reason whatsoever.
And it's just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, this dog just really doesn't like her. And it isn't just our dog. Like, I was house-sitting recently with one of my friends, Megan.
Oh.
And in this house, we had these 2 years of, again, poodles. They were very cute, very loving, loved everybody. They were super nice and respectful. They were beautiful dogs. They're big poodles, too. And Nori comes over one night to practice her audition song for show choir, which she got in, by the way. Congratulations to Nori.
Why, thank you.
And we let the dogs back in from outside because they were, like, you know, just running around playing and stuff. And as soon as they come in, the male dog, Theodore, he goes and he starts crying and won't come in the house. He's just staring at us, like, crying. And we're like, it's okay, what's wrong? And so then I, like, walk outside, and then he comes inside. He pees on the floor. This dog does not do that normally. So we were like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? So they have this little room that's like the dog room. It's like, it's actually really nice and cute in there. There's dog beds, it's like their little safe space. So we put him in there to try and relax and calm down. And then several minutes later, we let him out again, try and introduce him to Normie. And he's still like cowering, terrified of her. And we're like, okay, this is a new development.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
I was there a day previous, and Theodore was fine. He was fine with me.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden, he just wasn't anymore. Like, he's a very food-driven dog, too, so we had Nori try and give him a treat. He wouldn't even walk up and take the treat from our hand. That's how freaked out he was. He eventually came around and was able to sit in the same room with her, But
he let me pet him.
That's true.
A few times. And he tried to inch forward.
Yeah. Yeah, he tried, but he was still scared, you know. And there's so many other stories of cats being afraid of, like, I feel like just all animals just don't like you. They're like, animals are good, judge of character. I'm like, okay, yeah, but... And then there's my sister, like, all these animals are running away from her. Maybe it's because you're short.
Huh.
Because some animals don't like people that are short, because it's like kids and stuff. Well, I don't know.
I'm not the size of a kid.
Yeah. Theo has, like, two little boys running around the house all day, so I guess it might not be.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know either. It's just something about you. So I think if I had a dragon, connecting it back to the dragons again.
The dragons.
I think my dragon would hate you, which is really sad. Because I can yell for Zeke, to go, Zeke, go attack Nori, and he'll just run up and, like, start jumping on her and stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty hilarious.
When you're not the one being attacked, it's very hilarious.
Yes, I guess you're right, if I'm not the one being tormented by the dog.
Yeah. Why do animals hate me? I don't know. I don't get it.
Alright, that seems like a lot to unpack right now. I don't think I'm quite qualified to do that.
Well, maybe we can wait and unpack it after I read the vidroll. Today, the Charger Online podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, Hoffman Certified Organics. Hoffman Organics is the local USDA certified organic farm specializing in 100% organic chickens. Since the start of the farm back in 2015, the farm focused on pure organic chicken and turkey. They strive to produce the highest quality and ethically raised organic products available on the market. Their chickens live on clean, fresh grass, eating only organically raised grains, pasture grass, and cover crops. You can visit our sponsors on their website, www.hoffmanorganics.com, where you can find the purpose of their farm and also how they raise their chickens. Also, you can follow them on Facebook by the same name to find updates on the farm and seasonal details. Thank you again, Hoffman Organics, for sponsoring the Charger Online podcast.
Nice.
Ta-da.
Wow. I think I would stumble a few times. You went through that, like, knife through butter.
I practice reading that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, actually, this is a while ago. I feel like I'm just jumping all over the place here.
Everywhere.
But we were talking about, like, Percy Jackson and Rick Riordan's books. I actually think that's how you pronounce his name. I'm not 100% sure, but we'll keep it going with it. The Kane Chronicles. Now, I love the Kane Chronicles.
I do too.
Which is based off of Egyptian mythology. It has a brother and sister duo, which I always love a good sibling because I have one. And a
same.
Lot of times, okay. So I don't know anybody that out there has siblings or read books with siblings in it, but you can tell when the author is like a single child because it is hilarious. They're like, how you going, bro? Like, it's so bad. It's like, how can you... Oh, it's like, makes me cringe. It's so bad. And I love the dynamic between the siblings in this book, because they, like, slap each other, like, call each other names.
Just casually.
Yeah. Which is honestly how a lot of sibling relationships
yeah.
go. Like, I've seen my mother, when she was in her mid-40s, wrestle my uncle to the ground. So, you know, just sibling things.
Yeah.
And the Kane Chronicles is also based on Egyptian mythology, which is super great. Cats. Love the cats. Me and you both went to, like, an arts magnet school when we were growing up. So we went to Wiser Park as well as Memorial Park, which are based in, like, Fort Wayne Community School. So it was a very, like, unique group of people that came together at these schools. And every year we would do, like, a big fifth grade play. And it was always based off of a different country or a culture of some sort. Like, they did an Australian one. They've done one on China and as well as, like, England and all these really cool places.
Greece.
Yes.
For my fifth grade.
Greece, and mine was about, Egypt. I forgot the word for Egypt just now.
Okay, continue.
Yeah. So it was based off of Egyptian mythology and all of Egypt and stuff like that. And it was based off of Hatshepsut, who was the
Queen of Denial.
Queen of Denial. No, she was the first female pharaoh, which was super cool. And you should definitely look her up, because she's a really cool lady who all of her history was, like, erased by her son when she was, like, dead. It's a story, man. Like, look it up. It's interesting stuff. But, so I really got into Egyptian mythology because of that, because we were learning about it in school, and we were diving, like, really deep into it, so it was really cool. Also with, like, our arts magnet school and the background of that, we would go and, like, go in early to classes, well, school as a whole, as well as, like, stay later than other schools. It was, like, you kind of put your whole life into that, and it was really neat, and we focused more on, like, choosing our own classes at a young age as well, and, like, delving deep into what we liked. A lot of people had, like, a singular focus, like my sister,
I was more on, like, the performing arts, theater, and choir side.
Yeah, or, like, I have a friend, and she's more so into, like, the drawing and the art aspect. And then you have people like me that it kind of became a jack of all trades, if you want to call it like that. Like,
oh, definitely
I jump around to, like, all these different categories, and I just try and figure it out that way, I guess.
And also, I feel like jack of all trades really does apply to you, because, like, you're so good at, like, oh my god, ceramics, photography, like, everything, like, art related. And then you go and you're amazing with, like, choir and dancing and all that fun stuff, and also, like, theater.
Thank you for the flattery, Nori.
Oh, it's well deserved.
I usually just think of myself as okay in a lot of different things rather than really good in a few. We actually moved over to the Carroll District for high school because I didn't want to go to Southside because their art program is more on the dying side. I feel bad for saying that, but it's kind of the truth. So we came to Carroll because Carroll has a much more rich program with all that fun stuff.
And also, it was closer to where our mom worked.
Yes, our mom works at Parkview, the one up north, the big one. So it was closer to her work as well. And she would work 3 a.m. to 3 p.m. So she would be, like, driving to work at, like, 2 in the morning sometimes. And it was kind of scary, you know. So it was kind of a culture shock when I came to this school as well. It was very, very different.
Imagine coming in 7th grade.
Yeah, you came in. Nori jumped in.
At 8th grade.
8th grade.
8th grade, yeah.
Yeah.
8th grade.
Because she wanted to finish her show choir season there and then move over to the middle school. So that's fun. And, like, one of the weirdest things was the lunches. So at our previous school, like an elementary school, we got satellite lunches. And for those of you that don't know, it's where you get, like, a hot pack. It's, like, in this, like, weird little tin thing, and they, like, warm up in, like, a giant oven or microwave-looking thing. And then they have cold packs, which are served cold or room temperature. Usually you'll have, like, raisins, some kind of vegetable. Like, once in a while, you might get a cookie if you're lucky. Like, you never know. Like, and when I say once in a while, I mean, like, once every 2 months, you know, it wasn't like an everyday thing. And I came here and I was like, wow, the food's so great. Like, oh my gosh, they actually make it. And people just like looked at me like, what did you eat? And I'm like, satellite lunches. And they had no idea what I was talking about. They had no idea what a satellite lunch was. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I explained it to them. And they're like, well, why is it called the satellite lunches? And I'm like, I think it's because like, space food, if they wanted it,
but not really cooler. Space. Space food, but not space.
They wanted us to feel cooler, like all those satellite lunches. Our middle school was better. We had better food there. It was still a little, but it was basically they took the food from the satellite lunches and had it on trays. And we had silverware, which mm-hmm. I hated. So I brought my own silverware to school.
Tell them why you hated it.
Okay. First of all, I don't trust a middle schooler to share a fork with me. I don't care how many times it's been sanitized. If they're random, like, no. No. I ain't trusting a 12-year-old, or, like, I don't care how old you are. And plus, the silverware quality was not the best, either. Let's be real here. As well as the
explain tines, what you mean by quality. Oh, you're going
of the tines. Yes, yes. Of the forks were all Whopper John. You know what I mean? Like, so, if you don't know, because a lot of people don't understand what I go through when I eat with crooked tines. I'm referring to the little prongs. I don't know how to describe them.
The four prongs.
Yeah, they're, like, uneven because, like, people would, like, open stuff with them or do stuff with forks or, like, be aggressive with them. So they would be, like, uneven or crooked and stuff. And I can't handle that. Like, I'm not OCD, but that part of my brain just goes, no, thank you, as soon as I start eating with one. So, yeah, I would just bring in my own silverware every day. Or we had plastic ones, and I would steal those because we weren't allowed to have them, but I was a little bit of a rebel, as you might know. Well, you know, stealing forks and stuff.
Yes. Stealing forks, like you do. And honestly, I wouldn't describe you as rebel.
Oh, really? Look at my go-go boots that are white and tell me I don't look like a fabulous rebel.
You look fabulous, but not like a rebel.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was your introduction to my sister, Saraya. We all love her. Thank you for listening. Please visit our sponsors, Hoffman Certified Organics, at the Fort Wayne Farmers Market, or shop at Leo to Me. Tell them you heard the podcast. This has been Nori Wagner and
Saraya Sunshine.
We're the Treasure Online Podcast. Thanks again.